We are back at Houston Texans Grill. Thank you very much for being here. Great crowd tonight. Fantastic. And again, I point this out, Antonio, but the fans are fantastic here. I
mean, always.
Always great. With everything the team's going through, four losses in a row, they show up. These are the good fans.
Yes,
you know, and I know that
real fans.
We have 98% good fans, okay? There are some fans that just need a little counseling. That's all.
Yes.
And you commented on that on Sunday, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I did.
I mean, there's just no place for that.
And especially not when somebody gets injured.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Did you hear it, or was it something that was brought to your attention after the game?
Everybody heard.
You heard it? Because we were up in the press box. I couldn't really
Matt
hear
didn't
it.
Really hear it because he was too busy being injured.
Being injured.
And
I don't
he
know
heard
how
about
that.
Yeah.
No, it was almost. No, I wouldn't say the host, but it was pretty loud.
Sounded loud.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can make a loud sound in that stadium if a few thousand people do it or whatever the percentage was. Okay, let's get to the segment we do every Tuesday at around this time. We call it Ask Antonio. We have five
Ask
people
me.
Asking questions tonight. Let's get to person number one, shall we?
What up, Tone? This is your boy, Newt. You know, as an offensive lineman, I want to know what's the nastiest thing an offensive lineman have told you?
Guys talking across the line of scrimmage. You do a lot of talking, so what about guys who talk to you?
A lot of why would he ask me? I'm like, he can't say none of that stuff on the radio.
Well, it's too nasty to say.
Clean it up a little bit for us.
Probably the worst thing somebody's ever said to me probably was racial slurs that you should not ever say.
No,
on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Boy, I wanted this to be a fun segment.
That's heavy.
That's
but their
terrible.
Own team, their own teammates weren't. Well, maybe they know they're trying to get under your skin. But you,
I think some of them, you
defend
know,
more
probably,
than just
it's
you.
Probably deep within them, and then they kind of fighting against it. But then they use anything they can to get to you. You know, but
if anything, that's going to make you mad and want to, you know, do even better. It's going to be a motivator, right?
Man, I'll tell you, you'd be surprised at some of the, how much crap is talked out there that has nothing to do with football.
Really.
They don't care if it gets you mad or not. I think guys just like talking crap.
You know? Do you think, is it true that the defensive players talk more because you're trying to get the offensive players out of rhythm? You're trying to destroy something. They're trying to create something.
A lot of offensive, no disrespect, but a lot of offensive players are passive on the crap talking. You know, they don't want to get you too riled up. You know, they just want to keep you where they can hang. But then the other ones, you know, they talk a lot of crap, too, but I think that defensive players are more apt to do it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but you'll see more defensive players talking than you see our offensive players just walk back to the huddle. I guess because they got to get to play. You know?
Yeah.
Us, our play is simple. Something, cover something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a whole paragraph. 92Z79/star. Quarterback to the left or something.
Yeah.
You talk about how things are pretty nasty, the stuff you've heard. Is there any place nastier than the bottom of a pile when you're fighting for a fumble?
That's not really that nasty, Peter. That's a myth.
Is it?
It's a myth.
The only thing you're fighting for is reaching for the ball, you know?
I've heard awful stuff goes on down
there. Yeah, not for a fumble. Now, awful stuff happens in the pile just to get back.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, that's not don't have nothing to do with the fumble at all. That's just payback.
Really? You know, that's where you settle scores.
That's the best way to settle scores without getting caught on the camera, you know?
Pile of players, big tackle action.
They done took the knockout hit away. You know, that used to be our number one weapon as a defensive player. You know, when an offensive player do something to you dirty, and you just so happen to get an interception. And ooh-wee.
Then you can go
just
off.
Just licking at the chops. I done de-cleated me a good few in my day, you know. They cut that out the game now, but it used to be. That's all you used to look for. That coach used to coach you. Whenever you get intercepted, just get up and look for the quarterback.
And just hit him.
Just wow.
Wow. quarterback's got his head on a swivel.
Quarterbacks, offensive linemen, now them is the best ones to get because they so unathletic. Most of them are so unathletic, and they're trying to run and make a tackle. They don't even see you coming. Just boom.
Boom. Like Chad Clifton and Warren Sapp back in the day, right?
That was about 10 years ago.
Yep. Well, now he would be banned from the game.
$100,000 fine nowadays.
Let's go to the next question for Ask Antonio.
Tone. D Brown. And I was not in the game when this occurred, but a certain defensive end from St. Louis got a sack at the end of the game and decided to mimic your ninja celebration. Your thoughts?
Well, your thoughts. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, they say.
Yeah. I just took my eyes off of him. It was Quinn, 94, and everybody just said, Tone, man, you just see what he just did? You know, it's at the end of the game. We losing too, so you didn't just see that? He just did your move. I was like, who did? It was like, number 94. So by the time we all got to the middle of the field, it was almost like one of them showdowns.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then, you know, I know a couple of the players on their team, and Chris Long came up to me. He was like, man, that was nothing but respect, man. Everybody on our defensive line watch you on film and been watching you for a long time and think you're one of the, you know, greatest players, you know, out there. So we was just showing our respect. So it ain't no disrespect in it. And I was like, oh, well, why he ain't come over here and say it then? So then before long, I ended up talking to all of them. Almost every one of their defensive linemen came and gave me a little shout.
Oh, that's nice. You know, Chris, that's nice. Chris Long is such a politician because he says that to you. He talked about when he sacked Schaub and some of the fans cheered and all of that. And he and Schaub went to the same school, Virginia, so they had that in common. But, yeah, I mean, he's the kind of guy that it's hard not to like except for the fact that he's on the opponent and it wasn't a good result on Sunday. All right, let's get to the next one on Ask Antonio.
What's up, Tone? I'm Sharp. I want to know who is your woman crush. Let's
hear it. I could expect that out of Sharp.
Why is that the sort
celebrity?
Of thing he asks?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Celebrity? Is that what we're talking about?
Hold on. Before you answer this, Daryl Sharpton, if you take a poll of the locker room, hands down, funniest guy on the team.
Yep.
I mean, just and. No yep, one will yep. give you the straight answer.
Why?
As to why.
That's because Summer Sharp's comedy is
a little too risque.
Late night comedy. Yeah.
It's not after hours.
This is a PG rated radio show, by the way. Yeah.
But so, he is hilarious.
Between that and Cushing's pregame routine, we can't get any information out of this linebacking core.
Yes. But man, Sharp.
All right, so is this celebrity? Celebrity
I think
crush?
He must be talking all right, about celebrity.
Celebrity crush, come on. It's all fair in celebrity crush.
It's like real close between. I can't separate the two. It's either Selma Hayek or Paula Patton.
Paula Patton?
Yeah.
All right, Google.
That's
You don't know who Paula Patton is?
All right, sorry.
Is
this bad? How bad is this?
Yeah. Is that Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was just on that movie still with Denzel.
Anyway. Yes.
Oh.
Neither of them are ugly ladies.
Okay. Got it.
Well, you're just so suave there, Drew. What a compliment.
I love this show.
We had a lot of extra people on Ask Antonio. Everyone wants to ask Antonio questions.
Wrap it up, dude.
So let's get to the fourth question for this Ask Antonio event.
What's up, Tony? It's Kush. If you can have the most exotic animal as a boot or a belt, what would it be?
Funny.
Not a vegetarian question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
These are good questions today.
Yeah, Peter's going to get me.
Hopefully Peter's not listening.
Yeah. What about a tiger?
No. Don't do that to the tiger. It's amazing how we just...
Oh, so it's fine to do it to the other animal?
You know what?
Not endangered animal.
There's such discrimination in the
animal
world.
But, you know, I just wouldn't want to have a tiger boot.
I got you. Tiger boot. He's like, what would I wear it with?
That's like the ultimate animal to go and have a one-on-one battle with in the wilderness, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, though.
Tiger.
Stay away from that.
Me and my sword.
They'd make a good pass rusher.
You've been wanting some ostrich boots, but I don't know if that's very exotic or not.
I got ostrich. I got a lot of ostrich boots. I got like three, four pair of ostrich
boots. Why are ostrich boots so coveted?
I don't know. Everybody likes them, of all the, here we are brainstorming on animals.
That's not the ostrich. Hey, let's get that big fat bird that runs fast. That'll be good for a boot.
Probably an albino crocodile boot.
There you go. Mm.
Like just all white boot. Check out the white shoe. Check out the white shoes.
They have those crocodiles?
I think every species of animal, there's got to be an albino if you think about it.
White crocodile.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's got to be rare.
Yes.
That's got to be rare. Okay, let's get to our final question on Ask Antonio.
Antonio, this is John McClain from the Clock. What's your favorite kung fu move?
And John McClain does his little kung fu move. So what do you think? Now, he says kung fu.
What is my favorite kung fu move?
Yeah, this is radio. This is a horrible radio question.
He said move, but I wanted him to say movie.
I thought he said movie, too.
Did he say movie? Okay.
Well, hey, answer both. Let's answer both, yeah.
My favorite, I can't just say I have a favorite kung fu movie.
Come on.
Because I have a lot of them. I like them all.
Are you old school like Bruce Lee?
Huh? Bruce Lee? I like Bruce Lee. A lot of Bruce Lee.
Five Fingers of Death.
But in the
Ninja Assassin, that movie, wasn't that?
Yeah, that's a real good
one. That started everything?
That started the Ninja Assassin. Yeah. But, you know, it wouldn't be like my best. But it's just so many, I can't really. One that just came out that is recent in my mind is that...
Kung Fu Panda?
13 Assassins. Awesome. Yeah, Kung Fu Panda's awesome, too, yeah.
It is awesome, right?
13 Assassins.
Yeah, 13 Assassins.
Some of those animated movies are better than any other movies.
That's one of the best ones they've had in a while.
Okay, should we bring these players in here? All right, let's bring these players. And these are Texans players. Put on the headset, Coach. How about it for these kids? All right, Coach, what's your name? Where are you from?
Jesus Ramos. Sugarland. I'm here from Houston, really.
Okay, and these guys are how old?
They're all 9 and 10-year-olds.
And they play in an NFL league. And my kid, I think, is in the same league, by the way. He's 7, so obviously not competing against these kids because they'd eat him alive. but these are the Texans, right?
It is, yeah.
NFL Play 60 Flag Football League. So kids face the ninja now, and yes. Antonio's going to... Address the team. He gave them a little bow.
They're bowing back. This is so adorable.
So what do you have to say to these youngsters about playing football and life?
I can't wait till I can grow up and be like you guys. What position you play? Nah, I'm just playing with y'all guys. I'm just playing. Y'all like playing football?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to come play on your team next week. Would you like that? I think I might too.
You know, it's not.
You guys been winning. I'm coming to play with you next week.
You know, it's not a tackle league, Antonio. So I want you to be careful.
That's even better. Then I can use all my ninja skills like y'all got. I can bet y'all do the hip turns and keep the people from getting your flags.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being out. And, Coach, how are they doing this season, by the way?
They're doing pretty good. We're about one game off the championship pace. So we get into that bowl game. We finish out winning these next couple games. They'll be in the championship game.
One game off the championship pace. All
right. Who do they play next?
If you ever want to be.
I think the 49ers is who they play next.
Okay.
If you ever want to be an NFL football. Will you see them? Thank you, man. I like you, man. Yeah. If you ever want to be an NFL football player, you know, you got to do what to? Keep your grades up. Mm. Yes, I tell my son that all the time.
That's the message.
You got to keep your grades up.
You guys doing well in school? You're doing well in school?
Yes.
All right. Be nice to your teachers, too. Okay? They work hard.
Also become a fortune teller. Once you gain so much wisdom, you will be able to tell futures. Yes.
You got to see the looks on these
kids.
They're
so confused.
They're 10 years old.
Now you completely confuse them.
Mommy,
yes.
Antonio Smith told me to be a fortune teller today. I'm dropping out of school at age 10. How about a hand for these guys, the Texans? Thanks a lot, Coach.
No problem.
All right, you know, it's funny because they're one game off the championship pace. If the Texans beat the Chiefs and Indianapolis loses to Denver, then the Texans will be one game off the division lead with a chance to get into a tie with a game in hand by beating the Colts. So, Antonio, as bad as it's been, you've got an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. Win Sunday, have the Colts lose to Denver, which, again, is entirely possible. Got a great situation going into the bye. I mean, you know, relatively, considering where we are at the moment.
Definitely a great situation, and that's all you got to do is win your division if you want to make it to the playoffs, regardless of what your record is. You know, if the other team, your division record is worse than that, you know, you get in the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, man, it's every week, every man for himself. You know, I think that's the purest it gets. You know, you play good football that week, you move on.
Hey, because of what's happened the last few weeks, there's been a lot of gloom and doom talk, and it's somewhat understandable, but when you were talking in the locker room afterwards, so was J.J. Watt, and the last question he was asked was about Super Bowl capabilities, playoff capabilities, and he put it best because he basically said, mathematically, are we out of this? And somebody in the media said no, and he said, well, there you go, and then he walked off. I mean, it's like what Mark just brought up. You're two games away. You still got a lot of football to play. Mm-hmm. Do we sometimes lose sight of that? You know,
I don't. I don't ever lose sight of it, and I try not to let any of my other brothers lose sight of it, because the worst thing you want to ever do is not have hope. And I've been on teams that didn't have hope, and it's some of the worst football and the worst environments you could ever be in. You know, those teams that towards the last few games of the year know they're not going to the playoffs, and everything goes in the tank. So, you know, I'm always keep hope, and pretty much I'm not even keeping hope and just making it to the playoffs. We got a lot of games, and I believe in with every part of me that every game that we got, we're capable of winning. There's no game that we play coming up, including the Broncos, that we're not capable of winning. And we play our best football, we play the football that we can get back to the football that we normally play, we're dangerous to any team. Because I remember the Broncos being just as good last year. Mm-hmm. We beat them then, so.
Antonio, what has been more difficult, what you remember about 2010 and the struggles then, or mm-hmm. what you're going through right now? For you as a player, tougher situation.
This is a lot tougher situation because back in 2010, it was just a lot of injuries. You know, we had a lot of injuries going on. And this right here is like almost like what can you do right? You know, everything keeps going wrong. So you got to fight against so much more than just, you know, the normal adversity of some of your star players being out. You know, this is almost who you are as an organization, as a team, is that everybody's asking, you know, for our identity now. Are you still the team that everybody been talking about up until now? Oh, we're good this, we got these players this, we're supposed to win this, this, and that. Or do you start believing that, you know, you're the team that doesn't have a chance, you know, and is losing 30 points a game, about 30 points a game, so... That's a tough situation, and it's something that you really truly have to fight against, because if you don't, you know, you'll get into a losing type of mind frame. So I think that's way worse than it was in 2010. You know, injuries that kind of made us stronger. You know, as of yet, this has not, the what we've been going through has not made us stronger yet. You know, and we have to find a way to use it to make us a stronger unit, just as we did back then, you know, in 2010.